from the darkness to the light, a treasure more precious than gold.
Cheers and shouts here down at the canteen at Camp Hope. Florencio Avalos, his little girl, crying as she sees for the first time her father in 69 days. Just look at these faces around here. Everyone watching these moments, disbelieving that after such a long time, this has happened now. And here he comes out, hugged by his family and his children.
A joyful moment and a joyful story to be repeated, if all goes well, 32 more times and retold forever as one of the greatest sagas in the history of Chile and mining comes to a joyful close. This morning, we're all miners. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, October 13th, a historic day for those miners down in Copiapó, Chile, the San Jose mine. They're pulling the eighth miner out. We can go live to the feed from the site. You can hear the drilling, some of the sounds of the people milling about. It's a very exciting, intense scene down there as one by one these miners come up. We'll be going live to that scene all morning long and giving you a sense of what it's like to actually be there. Let's check the headlines, which, of course, include the Chilean mine. The world is focused on a winch and a hole in the ground in the Chilean desert this morning, where seven of the 33 miners who've been trapped underground for more than 2 months have finally emerged more than 2,000 feet to safety. The seventh man out, Jose Ojeda, made his way up in the rescue capsule dubbed the Phoenix less than an hour ago. Ojeda, you may remember, is the miner who wrote the note engineers found attached to a drill extracted from the mine after its collapse, confirming that the 33 men were indeed alive. More than 1,000 journalists are at the scene as the rescue capsule makes its way down the San Jose mine shaft to free an eighth man. It's now on the way up. It's been 69 days since 700,000 tons of rock collapsed the mine. We're going to be covering this story live all morning, and my co-host this morning, Todd Zwillick, is live in Washington in for Celeste this morning, and we'll be talking with Todd later on in the program. Meanwhile, a federal judge in California has issued an injunction barring the military from enforcing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Judge Virginia Phillips writes that the military's policy of preventing openly gay soldiers from serving, quote, infringes the fundamental rights of service members. Michael Cole, Human Rights Campaign spokesman, says it's time for the military to stop enforcing Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
The administration should comply with the judge's order and stop enforcing this unconstitutional and unconscionable law that forces brave lesbian and gay Americans to serve in silence.
The injunction is likely to be appealed by the U.S. government. A ban on deepwater oil and gas drilling has been lifted in the U.S. before drilling resumes in the Gulf. Drilling companies will have to comply with new regulations. The Obama administration placed the ban on after the BP oil spill accident. 40 U.S. attorneys general are yet to set to announce a joint investigation into the nation's biggest lenders amid mounting evidence of fraud and error in foreclosures. But they won't be asking for a full moratorium on foreclosures. The winner of the Man Booker Prize has been announced this morning. Britain's most prestigious literary award goes to Howard Jacobson for his novel, The Finkler Question. The comedic novel is Jacobson's 10th. Taking a look at markets now, Asian markets are up, European indices up, futures up. The Dow gets underway at 11,020. The S&P opens at 1,169. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,417. We're all miners this morning. You can hear the sound. The eighth miner pulled to freedom now. The capsule will then return to that hole in the ground there in the desert in Chile. And we'll be covering the story of the rescue of the 33 miners in Chile all morning long.